ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमा देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयो उदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंद गोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 3 चैप्टर 12 वर्स नंबर 15 विद वर्स नंबर 14 आल्सो विच विल रीड द परपट विच विल रीड द ट्रांसलेशन द परपट इज नॉट देयर। सो द वर्स 15 सात्वं रजस्तमा इति प्राकृतेन आत्मनो गुणः तत्र साक्षिणाम् आत्मना यो वेदासाना बद्यते सत्वं रजस्तमा इति प्राकृतेन आत्मनो गुणः तत्र साक्षिणाम् आत्मना यो वेदासाना बद्यते सात्वं रजस्तमा इति प्राकृतेन आत्मनो गुणः तत्र साक्षिणाम् आत्मनम् यो वेदासाना बद्यते। डिवोटीस सात्वं रजस्तमा इति प्राकृतेन आत्मनो गुणः तत्र साक्षिणामात्मनम् यो वेदास न बद्यते सत्वं रजस्तमा इति प्राकृतेन आत्मनो गुणा तत्र साक्षिणामात्मनम् यो वेदान सनबद्यते सात्वं रजस्तमा इति प्राकृतेन आत्मनो गुणः तत्र साक्षिणाम् आत्मानम् यो वेदा सनबद्यते प्राकृतं रजस्तमा इति प्रकृतेनात्मना गुणा तत्र साक्षिणमात्मनम् यो वेदः स न बद्यते सत्वं रजस्तमा इति प्राकृतेन आत्मनो गुणा तत्र साक्षिणमात्मनम् यो वेदा सनबद्यते सत्वं रजस्तमा इति प्राकृते आत्मनो गुणा तत्र साक्षिणमात्मना यो वेदासन बद्धते माताजी सत्वम द मोड ऑफ गुडनेस रजः द मोड ऑफ पैशन तमा द मोड ऑफ इग्नोरेंस इति दस प्राकृते ऑफ द मटेरियल नेचर ना नॉट आत्मनः ऑफ द स्पिरिट सोल गुना द क्वालिटीज तत्र इन सच ए पोजिशन साक्षिनम एन ऑब्जर्वर आत्मनम द सेल्फ यह एनी वन हु वेदा नोस सह ही ना नॉट बद्यते इज बाउंड. सो फर्स्ट आई एम रीडिंग द ट्रांसलेशन ऑफ द वर्स 14 एंड देन वी रीड द 15 द टुडेज करंट वर्स. 14 डजंट हैव ए परपट. सो द 14 ट्रांसलेशन इज सिंस एवरीथिंग इज डिपेंडेंट ऑन द सुप्रीम विल ऑफ द पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड वन शुड बी इक्विपोज्ड इन फेम एंड डिफेमेशन विक्ट्री एंड डिफीट लाइफ एंड डेथ इन देयर इफेक्ट्स represented as happiness and distress, one should maintain oneself in equilibrium without anxiety. Verse 15, translation by Srila Prabhupada. One who knows that the three qualities, goodness, passion and ignorance, are not the qualities of the soul, but qualities of material nature. And who knows that the pure soul is simply an observer of the action and reaction of these qualities should be understood to be liberated person. He is not bound by these qualities. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki. As Lord explained in the Bhagavad Gita 18.54, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Na Shochiti Na Kanshati Sama Sarveshu Bhuteshu Mad Bhaktim Labhate Param. One who is transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments or desires to have anything. He is equally disposed to every living entity. In that state, he attains pure devotional service unto me. When one attains self-realization, the Brahma-Bhuta stage, one knows that whatever happens during his life is due to the contamination of the modes of material nature. The living being, the pure soul, has nothing to do with these modes. In the midst of the hurricane of the material world, everything changes very quickly. But if one remains silent and simply observes the action and the reaction of the hurricane, he is understood to be a liberated person. The real qualification of the liberated soul is that he remains Krishna consciousness, undisturbed by the action and reaction of the material energy. Such a liberated person is always jubilant. He never laments or aspires for anything. Since everything is supplied by the Supreme Lord, the living entity being fully dependent on him should not protest or accept anything in terms of his personal sense gratification. Rather, he should receive everything as the mercy of the Lord and remain steady in all circumstances. Om Agyantirmandasya Jnananjana Shalakya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapanantikam. नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणी नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौर तिरसे नमः. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधारा श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंदा। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। सो आई सीक ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ द सीनियर डिवोटीज प्रेजेंट हियर एंड ऑल द वैष्णवास अशीम कृष्ण प्रभु एंड मेनी अदर्स हुम आई डू नॉट नो। आई जस्ट केम अ वीक और 10 days बिफोर, सो आई कैन प्लीज ब्लेस मी, आई कैन स्पीक समथिंग फॉर माई प्यूरिफिकेशन, लॉर्ड्स ग्लोरिफिकेशन, बेस्ड ऑन व्हाट श्रील प्रभुपाद हैज एनलाइटन इन द वंडरफुल पर्पट एंड ऑन दिस वर्स। हरि बोल। We'll repeat the translation once more. Devotees will repeat after me. Translation: one who knows that the three qualities, goodness, passion and ignorance, are not the qualities of the soul but qualities of material nature, and who knows that the pure soul is simply an observer of action and reaction of these qualities, should be understood to be a liberated person. He is not bound by these qualities. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So we see in this world, actually this world in which we live is a very complex world. Sometimes, you know, many of the senior devotees, they give an example that sometimes you cover a person. If you are covered by something, like, you know, one of the time Bhakti Bhairava Bhagavan Maharaj was saying, one devotee went to Prabhupada and he told Prabhupada, Prabhupada, sometime I go to Maya. And the Prabhupada replied, it's not like that. Sometime you are out of Maya. Right? Rather, most of the time you are in Maya. So Maya, this energy of the Lord, covers the living entity in such a way, हम सबको ऐसे cover करती है कि covering के बाद पता भी नहीं चलता कि cover हुए हैं. That means cover the living entity and cover the covering. अगर आपको ये पता चल जाए कि आप Maya में हो, in other sense, Prabhupada was saying that if you realize that you are in most of the time in Maya, you have made advancement. Because आपको ये पता नहीं चल रहा है कि आप माया में हो और आप सोचते हो कभी मैं माया में जाता हूं, sometime I go to Maya, that means actually you are not advanced. Because to realize the fact that this material nature, I am caught up here and I have been covered by this material energy, is actually a sign of advancement. When Arjuna in the battlefield got bewildered, but he was not at all accepting the fact that he was in ignorance. He was constantly battling with Krishna, giving different arguments from different shastras, quoting it out how he is right. That is Maya. And when the living entity surrendered to Krishna, says, Krishna, karpanya dosho pahata sohava, I do not understand, know anything. You are my master, I surrender unto you. Please guide me. That is advancement. So in the pretext we see that how in this world also, each one of us actually, only some people living outside, they don't know they are in Maya and they happily live and jump in the lap of Maya. But people who are became devotee, they have at least some understanding that there is something Maya. But even it takes advancement to know, to understand that actually we are being controlled at every moment by Maya. I'll give you simple example, Prabhus. One time, many times, I was traveling with how these three modes of nature controls. I'll make one joke and then we'll see in practical life also. Once, few people, they visited the mental asylum. And they reached upon a class. And actually what happened, that day, the teacher was about to test students, all these pagal people, mental people, that if somebody has become sane among them. She called for a class and everybody sat down. So sit down. Then he went up in a board made a drawing and drew a photograph of a car. When he drew a drawing of a car, he told all the mental people that, see, this car is not running. I think we need to push it. धक्का देना पड़ेगा तभी कार जाएगा, जल्दी आ जाओ. सब की सब पागल आके पीछे कार से धक्का देने लगे और ये कार चली रहा. एक पागल वहीं बैठा था, तो उसने अरे क्यों बैठे हो? टीचर को लगा शायद एक आदमी समझदार हो गया है, ठीक हो गया है, तो बोला अरे रामू, why don't you come here? Why don't you pushing the car? See, your friends are pushing the car, but it's not moving. Ramu said, sir, move नहीं करेगा. Teacher became more happy. शायद सही में समझ में आ गया कि car move नहीं करेगा. क्यों move नहीं करेगा? Sir, चाबी तो मेरे पास है. The meaning is that in this world, everybody is absorbed in their own mind. And everybody keeps thinking something. And each one thinks they are right. The people who are pushing, they thought, we have to push. The person, this pagal had a key in his pocket and he thought, it's not working. Only some people understand. Srila Prabhupada, that's why he speaks about the matchless gift in the beginning of the preface itself, I think introduction. That everybody in this world is actually being haunted by the ghost of Maya. Everybody. Some know, some may not know. That's the only question. Even right now, each one of us are in our own mental world, thinking different things. And nobody can penetrate your mental world. आपके दिमाग में क्या चल रहा है कोई नहीं जान सकता. आप किस तरीके से सोच रहे हैं कोई समझ नहीं सकता. और इस कारणवश सब लोग भले ही एक साथ रहे हो, 500 लोग भी, इवन इन अवर कॉलेजेस वी यूज्ड टू लिव 500, 600, 1600 स्टूडेंट्स टुगेदर, बट एवरी स्टूडेंट फील्स लोनली. व्हाई? उसके नेबर भी है लेकिन उसको फिर भी लोनली लगता है, क्योंकि उसने अपने अराउंड एक मेंटल वन बनाया है जो माया कंट्रोल करती है और उस दुनिया में वो अकेले रहता है. उसके हिसाब से सबकी डेफिनेशन रखता है वो, उसके हिसाब से क्या करना चाहिए क्या नहीं करना चाहिए. जीवन के तरह तरह के पहलू होते हैं एंड बींग कंट्रोल्ड लाइक दैट. एंड व्हाट इज जॉब इज सेम टू चेंज दैट मेंटल वर्ल्ड इनटू कृष्णास वर्ल्ड. इवन वन टाइम आई वॉज ट्रेवलिंग, यू नो, इन अर्ली डेज वी यूज टू प्ले क्रिकेट इन अवर, यू नो, when you are small children. So we used to purchase ball by thoda thoda paisa sabse leke, we used to purchase a ball, 12 rupees some tennis ball or rubber ball used to come. So everybody used to contribute 1 rupees, 50 paisa, 2 rupees, all people contribute together and purchase a ball. Ek bar kya hua, jab khel rahe the to khel mein ladai ho gaya. That happens regularly. And the person who contributed 3 rupees, he was on the opposite side and everybody was on this side. So 9 rupees versus 3 rupees. The match cannot proceed because the ball is being purchased by two people. Now you find there are some people, it's natural for them, like at that moment, what did we do? Achha, tumhara 3 rupees ka ball hai kya? We took a blade, cut 3 rupees ball from that ball and gave him, ye lo tumhara 3 rupees ball. Par hum log 9 rupees ka tukda leke aa gaye. So this was natural for that time at our moment. Sometime also we see in bus mein jaate, train mein jaate, those people, or those, you know, karmis or even sometimes devotees, where passion is very high. And the rickshaw wale bole, kitna paisa hua? 50 rupay. 50 hai kya? Dekh, phir se dekh. Or bargain starts. And immediately passion comes out. Like I was traveling with a train and one of my student devotee was traveling. In our seat, one fellow sat. And I told Prabhu, hatenge kya? He said, nahi hatenge. So the student said, sir, Prabhu aise nahi manega. And he came to his form. Hatta hai kya? And I saw that was natural for him. The passion controlling him and his mind and his body was a natural outcome. Similarly, you find some people being controlled by goodness. That's natural. And some people you find sometimes, hostel example I give because we were from that place. Hostel mein log kabhi upar teesri manzil mein baithte hain, matlab, you know. And morning when breakfast time comes, sometimes they're so lazy to get up. Kaun jayega utna niche? Jaake breakfast khayega. सो जाओ, सोते रहो. सो दे आर कंट्रोल्ड बाय इग्नोरेंस टू सच एन एक्सटेंट दैट इवन टू गेट अप बिकम्स डिफिकल्ट. एंड इवन सम ऑफ अस आल्सो मे हैव आवर अर्लियर लाइफ. जय श्री श्री राधा राज बिहारी भगवान की जय, श्री श्री गौर निताय की जय, जय सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान की जय. एंड समटाइम वी फाइंड इवन पीपल लाइक वन ऑफ माई फ्रेंड, he came to me and he told he had made a record. I said, what record? 61 days passed, not taken bath. Shocked. 61 din ho gaye, bath nahi liya. Kis liye? Bathroom to bagal mein hi hai. Kaun jayega? Kaun jayega? Kapda kholega, nahayega, dhoega, aayega wapis. Aur ye uske liye natural hai. अभी हम लोगों कई बार लगता है कि अरे जब यू नो समटाइम्स पीपल सी दैट दिस ब्रह्मचारीज और दिस डिवोटीज दे टेक बाथ सो मेनी टाइम्स एंड समटाइम्स इफ यू डोंट टेक बाथ वी फील मिजरेबल दैट दिस टू वर्ल्ड बिकेम सेपरेट ओनली दिस वर्ल्ड वी टेक बाथ एंड देयर पीपल डोंट एवर बी माय गॉड दे डोंट टेक बाथ आउट ऑफ फ्रेश अप एंड यू फील माय गॉड दे शुड नॉट टच बट वी वेयर वंस दैट एंड व्हाट टू स्पीक ऑफ दैट अवर टेकिंग बाथ यूज्ड टू बी सो लेट राइट एंड समटाइम्स इवन पोस्टपोन टू नेक्स्ट डे. It used to go in the evening and if you're tired, leave it. So in this world, to understand that we are being controlled by the three modes of nature is advancement. And we are actually under the clutches of this Maya through this mental world is an advancement. Is advancement. Like that. I'll quote one shloka, we'll read from this Bhagavatam. Devotees can repeat after me. It's a very nice shloka. We'll go through few of the things and we discuss three modes of nature. प्रणायामेर दहित दोषान धारणाभिश्च किल्बिषान प्रत्याहारेण संसार्गान ध्यानेनानीश्वरं गुणान प्रणायामेर दहित दोषान. सो दहेत दहेत मीन्स देहात्म बुद्धि. सो दहेत दहेत जो बॉडी से रिलेटेड है. दोषान यानी दोष जो शरीर में दोष होते हैं. प्राणायामेर प्राणायाम करने से. सो बाय डूइंग प्राणायाम हियर कपिल मुनि स्पीकिंग देवहूति अबाउट डिवोशनल सर्विस राइट विद ए क्लबिंग विद द हट योगा सिस्टम ही स्पीक्स. प्राणायाम करने से क्या चला जाता है? जो शरीर में प्रॉब्लम होते हैं फिजियोलॉजिकल कंडीशन व्हेन इट इज डिस्टर्ब दे गेट रिमूव्ड. And it's true also many times, like even I also have a lot of cough problem. A lot of. So earlier days when no pranayama or nothing, it used to, while chanting, while moving around, cough, 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 whole day. So Kapil Muni is speaking that if you have to remove, keep your body, okay, and that's required for many of us so that we can chant and do devotional service. Pranayama he recommends. Then he says, dharana vishcha kilvisan. Dharana means dhyan, dharana means concentration. Cha and kilbisan. Kilbisan means it kills, it removes sinful proclivities. Agar aap keval dharana karenge, to aapke andar jo galat karne ki jo tarah tarah ki pravrittiyan hain, wo khatm ho jayengi. Dekhiye yahan pe bhagwan abhi aaye nahi hain. Bhagwan chauthe line mein aate hain. Keval dharana karne se bhi chale jayenge. Aur aisa aapne kai bar paya hoga. We must have seen also many times people who become devotees are somehow they are absorbed, they were absorbed something. जब हम लोग कॉलेज टीचिंग करते हैं तो मैक्सिमम टाइम वही डिवोटी बनते हैं जो ज्यादा पढ़ाई करते हैं. क्योंकि पढ़ाई करने के चक्कर में वो गलत रास्ते में पड़े नहीं. They never fell into the trap of going wrong direction because somehow or other they were concentrating on something. Even you must have seen also many times they bring with so many, you know, concentration map and this map and that map. You read that, mind will become very powerful. You can study nicely. The whole purpose is what? When a person focuses on something, his sinful proclivities for other thing goes away. An example for this is what? Once Arjun was there and you know the whole story that Dronacharya was training all the Pandavas and Kauravas and they put a, you know, small bird on the top of a tree. And he told, can you point it out? Everybody pointed. He went to Bhima. What are you seeing? Is it bird? Keep quiet. He went to other, Nakula. What are you seeing? I am seeing sky, bird, tree. Not required. He went to Duryodhan. What are you seeing? I am seeing you, Dronacharya. Not required. Right? Then he went to Arjun. He said, what are you seeing? You know what did he say? I am seeing just the eye of the bird. Now the point to be noted is what? It's not that when Arjun was seeing the eye of the bird was not there. The Dronacharya was not there. Or the tree was not there. Everything was there itself, but his focus was on the eye of the bird,
So everything was for all practical purpose doesn't exist. वो था ही नहीं. क्यों? क्या दिख रहा है? केवल ये. इसी तरह इवन व्हेन अ डिवोटी फोकसेस ऑन द इंस्ट्रक्शन ऑफ अ गुरु, व्हेन ही फोकसेस ऑन इंस्ट्रक्शन ऑफ अ गुरु एंड गुरु शिष्य परंपरा, यू फाइंड इट्स नॉट दैट लस्ट फिनिशियस, इट्स नॉट दैट द लस्ट इज नॉट देयर, एंगर इज नॉट देयर. दैट्स नॉट अ क्वेश्चन ओनली फॉर हिम, इट डजंट एग्जिस्ट. हिज होल फोकस गो ओनली वन थिंग, एक ही गुरु नंदना, इसको पाना है, इसको करना है. And then what is the question of lust is there or not? Doesn't bother. And you find it's not there. So even Shastra speaks that anybody, that to speak of when we put our focus or concentration on the instruction of Guru, then everything, whole world exists or not exists, I don't care. For me lies the instruction of my Guru. And you find such a devotee becomes actually liberated, stable, bereft of all the sufferings or the pins of lust, anger, greed, pride, envy, illusion. Other than that, no matter how much one does, whatever he does, if he doesn't take the instruction of Guru as a heart and soul, it's not possible to conquer lust. Because it exists for you. So here Arjun said, just I exist, though everything was there. And here Kapil Muni is saying, ki if dharana vishya kilbisan. Now here we are not talking about the spiritual, even the material part, if somebody just focuses on something. Sometimes you find people who want to make some record on the national, international or global, Guinness World of Record. Somehow the focus on certain things so strong that even for them sometimes the material, pain and pleasure goes away. It said, even when Edison was trying to discover the light, which element will be there, his wife was waiting for him in the home. But he hardly used to forget also his wife is there or somebody is there. He used to be absorbed just by focusing. तो हमारे जीवन में कई बार हमने महसूस भी किया होगा. मुझे याद है, आई रिमेम्बर व्हेन आई वाज इन क्लास 10th एंड वी आर सपोज टू राइट ए क्लास 10th एंड क्लास 12th, बोथ टाइम दिस हैपेंड, वी आर सपोज टू फिल फॉर्म आईआईटी एंड एनआईटी, वी हैव टू फिल द फॉर्म ऑफ दिस IEEE. एंड दैट टाइम ए सर्टेन कॉलम वॉज देयर, मेरे को लगा इसको मैं बाद में भरता हूं, थोड़ा सा डाउट था. एंड मैंने फॉर्म भर के भेज दिया. एक हफ्ते बाद मुझे ध्यान आया, मैंने भरा कि नहीं भरा. Did I feel or did I not feel? छोटा सा thought morning में आया, वो बस देखते ही cancer की तरह mind में फैलने लगा. और दोपहर होते हुए मेरे पूरा head दर्द करने लगा. Form तो चला गया था लेकिन क्या करे, ऐसे मैंने concentrate किया उस point पे कि वो cancer की तरह grow करे. Even in our time also many times sometimes we have tussle with devotee and we take our beadwork in the morning and start chanting. The first thought comes, उसने ऐसा क्यों बोला? And then you see next 2 hours, dhar, 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 dhar. It grows like a cancer. You keep the beat back, stops. वो feeling ही नहीं आ रहा. अरे इतना गुस्सा आ रहा था chanting के time उसके खिलाफ, अभी beat back रख दिया, अभी क्या गुस्सा, सब खत्म हो गया. क्यों? क्योंकि जब आप chanting कर रहे थे तो आपने क्या किया, you just focus and it grew. Even negative things grew. You want to think negative about somebody, just think of it. You find the negative will grow like anything. It increases. So it's a dharana base. Even if you focus on a wrong thing, you find that creates a problem. And when the same person focus on something even right, even pious, you find he's saved from so many things. That's the power of dharana. That's the power of concentration. Even right now also you find many of us, if we have some problem with something, if we are focusing, it's troubling us constantly. Constantly it grows. And especially chanting time, it grows like wild. And you stop chanting because now that free time is over, you don't focus the way you focus that time. You find jo problem tha abhi exist hi nahi hai. Itna feeling aaya, itna planning kiya maine ki aisa karunga, waisa karunga, ye karunga, wo karunga. Now the very problem doesn't exist. So the question is, was the problem real or mental? Or was it a virtual? Wo sahi mein tha ki nahi tha? It's making sense, Bruce? वो केवल दिमाग में उत्पत्ति हुआ और दिमाग में ग्रो हुआ. सो दैट इज धारणा बेस. देन कपिल मुनि सेस प्रत्याहारे न संसारगन. प्रत्याहारे मतलब सेंस को कंट्रोल करना. व्हेन यू कंट्रोल योर सेंसेस व्हाट हैपेंस, यू गेट प्यूरिफाइड और यू गेट प्रोटेक्टेड फ्रॉम दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड. इस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड के कंटेमिनेशन से आप प्रोटेक्ट होते हैं. इसका एक उदाहरण देता हूं. हम सबको इसके बारे में gyat hota hi hai. Sometimes, you know, if our hand is dirty, the way to purify is wash. Not just, you know, kapde se pochne se haath purify nahi hota hai, khana khane ke baad. Similarly, sometimes some people ask, agar nadi ka pani dirty ho gaya, to kya karna chahiye? Kaise usko saaf kar sakte hain? Nadi ki shuddhita kaise hoti hai? How can we purify the water of river? You don't have to do anything, just wait, it will automatically get purified. The new water will come, old will go away. Similarly, the question comes, Kapil Muni is asking, how can I purify my senses? He says, just restrain. Keval control karo, aapko bahut acha lagega. Ek udharan deta hu. This, many of us may have also gone through it, and many of us, that's the nature of this world. Once one devotee was traveling through a train, and one Mataji was sitting in the opposite compartment. So this fellow was on the top, and his mind was disturbed. And he thought, let me see. No, I'll not see. Let me see. No, I'll not see. And the tussle started. And it was for some time, it was just he could not bear it, the pain. He was saying, what to do, what to do? He's agitated, disturbed. He can't see. He want to see. He doesn't want to see. He can't resist. Finally thought, okay, fine. I'll get up and get down and sit. And as soon as he got up from the top, upar wale se utke niche jaake baitha, now he can't see. So the problem solved. Sense ko engage karne se bade aata hai. Ek bar dekha, fir wapas aaya, to aag ki tarah badhne laga. Lekin usne itni himmat kari ki ek bar aake niche baith gaya, to apne aap jo problem uthi thi, wo puri ki puri solve ho gayi. तो कपिल मुनि बोल रहे हैं कि सेंस को कंट्रोल करेंगे तो अपने आप देखेंगे प्रॉब्लम क्या हो जाएगा, सॉल्व हो जाएगा. अभी आ रहे हैं अपन आज के वर्स पे जो इंपॉर्टेंट चल रहा है, थ्री मोड्स ऑफ नेचर. नाउ हियर जस्ट लाइक इन द बिगिनिंग ऑफ द क्लास वी डिस्कस्ड दैट हाउ ईच वन ऑफ अस इज कंट्रोल्ड बाय थ्री मोड्स ऑफ नेचर, दो वी मे नॉट नो. एंड प्रभुपाद गिव्स अ वेरी पावरफुल एग्जांपल इन वन ऑफ द पर्पट द समटाइम यू फाइंड ए किसान फार्मर टेक्स बुल to a from village to city, and you know the in the bull what they do, they tie a rope in the nose of a bull. Some of the people, most of the people I think have a village background or at least they visited, so they will understand very fast. So tie karte hain yahan pe bull ko. Now when a farmer wants ki bull ko thoda idhar ghumana hai, to kya karta hai, right wala rassi ko khinchta hai. Jaise wo right rassi khinchta hai, bull ko yahan pe khujli hota hai aur bull sochta hai ki mujhe idhar घूमना है. बुल ये नहीं सोचता है कि मेरे को फार्मर घुमा रहा है. बुल क्या सोचता है, आई हैव टू टर्न दिस वे. एंड व्हाइल टर्निंग ऑल्सो बुल थिंक्स इट्स माई डिसीजन दैट आई टर्न दिस वे. एंड शास्त्र स्पीक दैट एग्जैक्टली हैपन्स विद ईच वन ऑफ अस. व्हेन थ्री मोड्स ऑफ नेचर पुशेस अस, अंदर से फीलिंग आता है और हमको लगता है क्या मेरे को फीलिंग आ रहा है, ये मेरी इच्छा है, मुझे करना है, तो ये मेरे को करना है. Sometimes you see that people see advertisement and they say nice, they're very peaceful and they advertise aata car. Aap is car ko lenge, khush honge. Dekhi hum kitna khush hain. And he sees, he had no desire, he was so peaceful and thinks, uska mind bolta hai, dekh tu khush nahi hai na, usko lagta hai, haan main khush nahi hu. Fir mind bolta hai, wo khush hai, dekho, haan wo khush hai. Kaise? Car uske paas. Car chahiye? Haan. Who spoke? Mind spoke. Who told the mind, who gave you advice? Mind gave you advice. And mind kya bola, kya chahiye? Car. Then finally he went to his father. Papa, kya chahiye? Car. Kisko chahiye? Mere ko chahiye. Now mind was in the beginning was a second person. Ek dusra aadmi tha. Wo pehle usko bola, jaise kabhi kai baar apan dekhte bhi hai ki koi object hai wahan pe. Mind bolega, dekh udhar dekh. Nahi dekhunga, nahi dekhunga. Mind alag hai, main alag hu. Dekh dekh, nahi dekhunga. Dekh. क्या हुआ प्रभु जी, मेरे सेंसेस कंट्रोल नहीं हो पा रहे. क्यों? मैं देखता हूं उधर बहुत, मेरे देखने की इच्छा है, मेरे को प्रॉब्लम है, मेरे में लस्ट ज्यादा है. तो यू फाइंड इट्स नॉट यू, इट्स द माइंड हु वाज़ द फर्स्ट पर्सन हु प्रपोज यू एंड यू रेसिस्टेड, बट सूनर और लेटर द सेकेंड पर्सन बिकेम द फर्स्ट पर्सन एंड यू स्टार्ट थिंकिंग द प्रॉब्लम इज विद मी. सिमिलरली द बुल ऑल्सो सेम वे, एंड मेनी टाइम्स इवन समटाइम यू टेल डिवोटीज प्रभु जी आप ये करें क्या, तो प्रभु बोलेंगे प्रभु सोच के बताता हूं. आपको पता है वो सोचेंगे क्या, सोचेंगे वो किससे सलाह लेंगे, जहां उसने बोला आई विल थिंक एंड टेल यू प्रभु जी वेदर आई विल डू सेवा और नॉट. अंडरस्टैंड इज गोइंग टू टॉक टू हिज माइंड एंड माइंड इज गोइंग टू टेल तेरे से नहीं हो पाएगा, कितना बिजी है पहले से तू. इतना हैक्टिक चल रहा है, ये चल रहा है, वो चल रहा है, कैसे हो सकता है, ऑलरेडी इतना प्रॉब्लम थे, नहीं गए. एंड देन प्रभु जी मैं बहुत बिजी हूं, बहुत हैक्टिक है, ऐसा है वैसा है. वी फाइंड बिकॉज वी ऑब्जर्व अवर सेल्फ स्ट्रांगली विद द माइंड, माइंड एडवाइस लुक्स लाइक माय चॉइस. मेरे चॉइस और माइंड का एडवाइस लगता दोनों एक ही चीज है, और हमको लगा हाँ मुझे वही करना है. द पॉइंट टू बी नोटेड इज दैट, जो मैं पहले बता रहा था कि किस तरीके से इस दुनिया में कवरे हमारे ऊपर है और हम कवरिंग को कवर कर दिया गया है, इधर समझ में भी नहीं आता कि मैं कैसे मैं खेल रहा हूं, मेरे साथ कैसे खेला जा रहा है. थ्री मोर सबनेशन पुशेज अस एंड वी जस्ट डू इट. नाउ द अदर थिंग विच कम्स ओवर हियर वेरी नाइसली इज वॉट एंड फ्यू मोर थिंग्स इन थ्री मोर सबनेशन इज वेरी पावरफुल. श्रील प्रभुपाद गिव्स इन सेवंथ कैंटो अ वेरी beautiful, and then we'll go this fourth line of the Kapil Muni. Okay. Just one minute, bro. In the seventh canto, Srila Prabhupada speaks कि इस दुनिया में sometimes even we are worried about very much कि प्रभु जी ठीक है समझ में आ रहा है कि मैं three modes of nature से control हूं, but then how to do, what to do? Even many times without even understanding that or with understanding of three modes of nature, and many times we enter into services, here is a clue that whether our service will become successful, our life will be successful or not. I'll just repeat the purport. ट्रांसलेशन श्रील प्रभुपाद, व्हेन द क्वालिटी ऑफ गुडनेस इज प्रोमिनेंट, जब हमारे अंदर सत्वगुण ज्यादा होगा, द सेजेस एंड डेमिगॉड फ्लरिश विद द हेल्प ऑफ दैट क्वालिटी विद विच दे आर इन्फ्यूज्ड एंड सरचार्ज बाय द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड. सिमिलरली व्हेन मोड ऑफ पैशन इज प्रोमिनेंट, द डीमन फ्लरिश, एंड व्हेन इग्नोरेंस इज प्रोमिनेंट, द यक्ष एंड राक्षसस फ्लरिश. द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड इज प्रेजेंट इन एवरीवन्स हार्ट, फोस्टरिंग the reaction of Sattvagun, Rajagun and Tamagun. This is basically talking about the battle between the demons and the demigods, and demons are accusing the Lord that actually you are partial. Aap partial ho. Toh Bhagwan bata rahe hai ki main partial nahi hu. Kone jeetta hai? Agar Sattvagun badega dunia mein, toh kone jeetega? Sage jeetenge, Rishi Muni jeetenge. Agar Rajagun badega, toh Rakshas jeetenge, demons jeetenge. Aur agar तमोगुण बढ़ेगा तो राक्षस और यक्षसा जीतेंगे. फिर इसके अगले लाइन प्रभुपाद पर्पण बोलते हैं, व्हाई दिस इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट, बिकॉज समटाइम्स वी हैव अ स्ट्रांग डिजायर टू डू समथिंग इन दिस वर्ल्ड, टू अकम्प्लिश समथिंग, टू डू प्रीच और एनीथिंग एल्स, बट वी फाइंड द रिजल्ट डजंट ओनली डिपेंड्स ऑन अवर एक्टिविटी पर से, इट डिपेंड्स अ लॉट ऑन वॉट एटमोस्फियर इज बीइंग क्रिएटेड. इज मेकिंग सेंस? फ्लरिश अगर दुनिया का एटमॉस्फेयर राजसिक ज्यादा है या तांसिक ज्यादा है, तो कभी भी सेज लोग या ऋषि मुनि लोग का प्रभाव ज्यादा नहीं होगा. और अगर दुनिया में सत्वगुण बढ़ेगा तो ऑटोमेटिकली क्या होगा? सेज लोग ऑटोमेटिकली जीतेंगे. पर्पल इट कम्स हाउ व्हेन देयर वाज अ बैटल, बिकॉज द तमोगुण वॉज हैवी, द डीमंस विन. एंड इन द नेक्स्ट पर्पस शिल प्रभुपाद राइटिंग विल रिपीट दैट, दैट विल मेक, because these three things are responsible for any outcome of any of our activity. The next purpose is, O king, this time factor enhances sattvaguna. Lekin time factor jo kisko enhance karta hai? Sattvaguna karta hai. Yani agar hum dekhenge hamare jeevan ka kuch bhi, whatever we are doing in our life, whether it's going to be successful or not successful depends on four factor. The sattvaguna, the rajaguna, the tamoguna and the time factor. Now, depending upon, as the time will pass, Sattva, Rajo, Tamo, obviously we find in our life also, we find, if Prabhupada writes that, even there is a great battle happens. So for example, there's in the World War, there is a battle between England on the one side, and the Germans and others on the other sides. It may look that one party won, and England won in the World War I. But you find after the battle, in the result, both lost. That means what? The two people won, just like we are talking about, in the beginning, then when you played a cricket ball, ball ka 3 rupees ka hissa tod ke usko de diya, 9 rupees ka maine le liya. तो ऐसा लगेगा कि ऐसे मैं जीत गया, क्यों? क्योंकि मैंने 9 रुपए वाला हिस्सा रख लिया, आई केप्ट द बिगर बॉल एंड ही केप्ट द स्मॉलर पीस ऑफ द बॉल, बट इन एक्चुअलिटी बोथ लॉस्ट, एक्चुअल में किसने, दोनों ही लॉस हुए। तो रजो गुण और तमो गुण में अगर कोई काम करेगा, व्हेन ए पर्सन इज वर्किंग ऑन अ रजो एंड तमो गुण, बिकॉज टाइम फैक्टर एनहेंसेस गुडनेस, इट्स गोइंग टू बी लॉस वेदर इन सो कॉल्ड मटेरियल सेंस यू विन और लूज। इज मेकिंग सेंस ब्रो? समटाइम्स वी हैव टॉक विद डिवोटीज, वी फाइट एंड मे लुक दैट ओ आई वन इट, माई आर्गूमेंट प्रिवेल्ड ओवर हिज आर्गूमेंट एंड इट मे लुक दैट आई वन इट, बट एक्चुअली वी बोथ डैमेज्ड ईच अदर because the argument happened on mode of passion and the time factor is going to enhance goodness. So in the long run, anything done on passion or ignorance is going to be always defeative. And in the long run, anybody using goodness is always going to be a victory. So in our life too, in our devotional service, in our service, whatever we are trying to render, when that is surcharged with goodness, it may happen that for a time being the victory is not there. It looks, I lost the war. I am losing the war. I lost this battle yesterday. But rest assured, we may lose the battle, but war we will win because we are in Saptaguna. And if person is in Rajaguna, he may win the so-called battles of every day by his passion and putting the things out of the way and pushing people or, you know, putting the people down. But in long run, you'll find these people or even sometimes devotees cannot be successful in their attempts because the time factor will get it down. That's what the Lord is speaking. That our success depends on these three modes, which is in has also depend on time factor, which controls or which enhances goodness. And therefore in our service, the goodness plays a very, very vital role. And goodness plays a very vital role. Now we'll read the fourth para of what Kapil Muni is speaking, because that's what his conclusion is going to come.
Dhyanena Ishwaran Gunan. Dhyanena. Dhyanena means Dhyan karna. Ishwaran, Ishwar ka. Gunan, guno ke upar. Theek hai, goodness se main jeetunga. Lekin goodness se मैं इस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड में जीत सकता हूं, लेकिन फिर भी मैं गुडनेस में फंसा रहूंगा, या वो चीज मुझे भगवत धाम नहीं ले जा सकती है। गुडनेस इज वेरी वाइटल बिकॉज गुडनेस कीप्स अवर माइंड एंड सेंसेस अंडर कंट्रोल एंड दैट हेल्प्स टू प्रैक्टिस प्योर डिवोशन वेरी इजिली। लैक ऑफ गुडनेस, इवन देयर इज नो क्वेश्चन ऑफ समबडी सेज पूरी इज गुडनेस रिक्वायर्ड टू गो बैक होम टू गॉड इट, या गुडनेस इज नॉट द गुडनेस इज नॉट द Only, goodness is not the what call necessary qualification to go back and back to Godhead, but it's also difficult to go back and back to Godhead without being goodness. Goodness ke karan nahi ja sakte, lekin goodness na hone pe bhi jana thoda mushkil hota hai. Lekin koi goodness pa bhi jaye, then also it's not that he's going back home back to Godhead. He's still caught up in this material nature, and then he says, Kapil Muni, ki dhyane na Ishwaran gunan. Agar aap Bhagwan pe dhyan karenge. That means you become conscious of Krishna, Ishwara, Ishwar ke. What will happen next? Then you can transcend the three modes of material nature. And I will give you one small, two pastimes we'll discuss. That will, you know, that will very nicely exemplify what I spoke. Jab Brahma ji ka utpatti hua tha, when he took birth, we know the whole thing, his Swayambhu took birth from the navel of Lord Vishnu. The lotus came up and the Lord Brahma came up. When the Lord Brahma was present, everything was dark. From top to down and everywhere there was a complete darkness. The first thing what he thought, okay fine, let me find out what is truth. And through that light, whatever they say, or the stem of the lotus, he start moving up and down, in a desire to know what's the truth. Kya sach hai? What is the reality? Where is this world I am? Is there somebody who has made me? And he was moving up and down and up and down for years together. No result. No result. Frustrated. It's a very similar to our case also. Sometimes we do our service or something like that. We want to achieve something for Prabhupada. And we are working very hard. Years is passing. No result. Or sometimes people outside want to know what is the goal of life. And they spend years. No result. Or they want something like that.
Then Brahmaji, what did he do? We all know it. He then sat down and he closed his eyes and he started meditating upon that Supreme. Now, it's a very nice purpose Srila Prabhupada writes here, and even Vishnu Chakravarti speaks about it. At this moment, Brahma does not know whether God is there, if he is there, whether he is personal or impersonal. He has no idea about anything. Still, what did he do? He just surrendered his independent endeavors to know the truth. It's a very, very important point. That means what? And then Srila Prabhupada writes, that surrender of the independence endeavor is actually devotional service. That means he doesn't know God. He doesn't know whether the God is personal or the God is impersonal, irrespective of this fact. Because he surrendered his independent mentality, the ego, and surrendered to that Supreme, who you ever may be, please show me the way. I can't on my own reach you, but you can. I can only do endeavors. But the independent endeavors, when he gave it up, that's the time when the Lord became pleased and he came to here. That means what? The most criteria for important, one of the most important criteria for devotional service is not the only the act of service, but the act of devotion, but also giving up one's independent desires and making one's desire in align with the Lord. That actually begins the, you know, that from that point actually devotional service begins. If we do our action keeping our independent attempts within ourselves, that means what? If we see when Draupadi was trying to hold on to her sari, somebody asked a question, oh, Draupadi was in such a need. Krishna, even he speaks that you do your endeavors and I will give you the result. Should Draupadi not should do the endeavor to protect herself? Protecting of herself by the endeavor was not a fault of a Draupadi. But to think that she can do it without Krishna or without complete dependence of Krishna, that's a fault. Is it making sense, Prabhu? That means to do our action, Krishna does speaks about you do your duties, do your responsibility, don't run it away from here. That's not a question of out of, that is to be done. But when we do it thinking I am the doer, that's a problem. When we do it thinking that I have to do it, but actually the main person is Krishna, that's such devotional service. And that's what happened when Draupadi fully surrendered Krishna, Krishna came and saved. Or when Brahma, when he was trying to attempt to find what's the truth, going up and down, because it was his own personal endeavor generated out of false ego, he could not reach the truth. But when he gave up it up, he just gave it. And then he did endeavor, sitting and meditating and praying to the Lord, or, you know, praying to that Supreme, that endeavor, Lord counted as devotion and Lord appeared. Like that. So, sagunan. So, similarly, when we can give up that, and prior to that you find, if we control our passion and ignorance, it's very, very difficult to give it up. That, you know, the desire or the doership mentality. But when it comes to goodness, a person is enriched with knowledge. And he understands that he is not the sole person responsible. Actually, the main person responsible is Krishna. And what I need to do? I need to align my desire with the Lord, with the Lord's desire. Everything else will be taken care. If I just align my desire in the desire of the previous acharyas and the Lord, you find the success is guaranteed. Because in goodness, or even in this case in pure goodness, when you are aligning yourself, it may happen, the struggles may be there, but the time factor favors it. And you'll find the long run, there will be victory. Srila Prabhupada, even he went to the West, and you know, actually many of us may not understand what Srila Prabhupada did. One devotee was mentioning, aap Srila Prabhupada ne kya sacrifice kiya, jab aap 70 saal ki honge na, tab samajh mein aayega. Abhi aap 17 saal ke hain, isliye aapko lagta hai, oh abroad gaye, theek hai, samajh mein aa raha hai. Theek hai, thoda sa achha tha. But ek 70 saal ke aadmi ko abroad mein jana, aur phir ye karna, aapko tab samajh mein aayega, when you actually reach the age of 70, and you realize to get up from the bed is difficult, to move around is difficult, to do anything is difficult, and that time I am supposed to start a mission. But Prabhupada being focused on instruction of a Guru, ekahi Guru Nandana, right? Time factor has to be subservient of the mission of the Lord. And you find the next was only history. Srila Prabhupada, everything was getting arranged on its own. the hippie movement, everything was perfectly arranged for Srila Prabhupada to reach on the right spot and does miracle. It happens, like one of our devotees, he came and he was supposed to do training. So he got a job in Calcutta. He was so happy. Oh, I'm in Calcutta, job, temple is nearby, so nice. He went for about a week or so. After going for a week, he realized the company is planning to shift them up to somewhere else. He was in anxiety because now he has to go out of association. Soon the company got him a letter and put him some village, Raghunathpur, somewhere put in Bengal. Now in Bengal, we have temples at many places. In Bengal, in many places we find we have temples only in major cities, but in small, small places hardly we have temple. So I was in anxiety, he was in anxiety, what to do, you know, I have to go out of association, I can't leave the job. But I told, keep faith. Believe, apart from the various factor of modes of nature, there is a factor of Krishna also exists in our life. It may be true, but have faith. If you remain subservient to the mission of the Lord and remain sincere, you find something will arrange and you will be taken care. Anyhow, he put faith and he went. Days were passing and he was feeling no association, no prasad, nothing, and chanting rounds alone. One day he thought, okay, fine, let me go on the top of the terrace and chant my rounds. So ek din upar uthke aa gaya chanting karne. Apna beer bag haath dala, chant kar, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. As he was chanting, he saw the next building. And he saw the next building, he saw the, you know, what the rooftop of the next building. He found another devotee with a bead bag and chanting. And he was so overwhelmed. Are he was so happy. Immediately went to him, kya bhai, what is this? He told, oh, this is Iskcon Center. I was shocked that he has been placed to some place, but the guest house of the company, the building of the guest house is next to the building of the Iskcon Center. And he got, my God, I thought Krishna took me out of association. But somehow he has placed, somehow, you know, it just threw me out where, I don't know. Similarly, it happens. Sometimes you find Krishna will take you top of the cliff. It looks I'll fall down. Have faith. Krishna will fly you off from there and save you. Sometimes it will happen, abhi sab khatam ho jaye, kuch nahi hoga. Similarly, devotees, when they are practicing devotional service or doing their mission, if they remain truthful to the desires of the acharyas, remain truthful, work in goodness and pure goodness, you find the time factor will favor. And things will be arranged in such a way, ultimately there will be victory. And you are so happy, call me, Prabhu, Iskcon Center to bagal mein hi hai, abhi to office ka office bagal mein hai, matlab mera guest house bagal mein hai, to mereko separate space bhi mil gaya, plus temple bhi bagal mein hai. Wow, what else can happen better than that? I told, see, this is how Krishna does. So we have to carry on our mission, and you find Lord will do its part. Lord will arrange everything. In a few minutes, I'll speak another pastime which I was supposed to speak, which will not go into analytical, but something to relish. We know the whole story of small boy Narad Muni. Chota bachcha, you know, somehow he engaged himself in the service of some Vaishnavas, and that service to Vaishnavas is very important. Actually, what we can get by serving Vaishnavas, we can't get by just by reading books or just by doing many things. Obviously, reading book will imply service to Srila Prabhupada, but many times you find service to Mahat, service to Guru and service to great soul is going to open the door for liberation. That even the Shastra speaks, person Bhagavat. Because when we see these great souls and their absorption in Shastra, their relishment, Tushyanti cha Ramanti cha, we get a desire and a feeling in our heart, oh, I have to also read Bhagavatam. Oh, I have to also love Krishna. Which otherwise cannot just originate. Bhakta Sanjayate Bhakti. From Bhakta only it can come. So Narad Muni saw these people talking about Krishna, speaking about Krishna, discussing Krishna's katha, and he got a desire to practice devotional service. He asked them, he got there some remnants, learned from him what some meditation is. When these people left, and by the providence, his mother expired sooner, he was not disturbed. Even to such an extent that the only shelter in his life was not no more now. He had faith. Krishna has taken away. That may be good for me. And something will happen. And he went off as per the direction of the Bhaktivedantist towards the north. Walked out, walked through jungles, walking through all the ups and downs of the hills, the animals, the creepers, no food. Just depend on the Lord. He reached, as we know the story, near a shore, near a river shore. He was so thirsty, he drank a water that quenched his bodily need, but still it was not satisfying to the heart. There comes a very important purport of Srila Prabhupada. He speaks, Narada Muni sat down and Narada Muni closed his eyes. And then next what? Narada Muni start meditating upon the Supreme Personality of God. I'll read it from there what Narada Muni did. So when he started meditating, what happened? Can we read Prabhu? Repeat. Premat, premati bhara nirbhina. Tulakango tinirvitaha. Ananda samplave lino. Napashyam ubhayam mune. As he was seeing the Lord, as he was drinking the Lord, something started happening. Premati bhara nirbhina. He started feeling that each of his bodily limbs is getting filled with prema. Is getting filled with prema. Pulakango tinirvata. Har ek ang. Aise laga. Vishnath Chakra Thakur speaks very, very special commentary here. He says, very special, and Prabhupada also writes, he felt as if his each senses became separately enlivened. Very important. Kai baar aapne dekha hoga ki coma jante, sab log coma jante. Kuch log gaye honge, kuch log jayenge, hum sab ke sab ek na ek din coma mein jayenge. Coma kyon hota hai, kisi ko pata hai Prabhu? Why does coma occurs? Huh? Attachment to the body. But why does it occurs? Exactly. Phenomena kaise ho jata hai coma kisi ko? Okay, yes bro, what exactly coma kya? These are all right. These are symptoms kya kya hota hai. But actually mein coma mein kya hota hai? Koi coma mein gaya? Koi nahi gaya. To coma mein actually kya hota hai? Jab body ka pain itna zyada ho jaye. The body is undergoing such kind of pain and teroma that body cannot tolerate it. Body cannot tolerate it. It just goes to another zone and that's called coma. Body ki capacity ke beyond chala jata hai pain ya sadma ki person loses disbalance and he goes to coma. Shastra speaks another coma also. That is spiritual coma which is Narada Muni ko ho raha hai. Jab khushi itna badh jayegi kyunki Narada Muni kuch to ho raha hai uske saath. और जब उसके हो रहा है तो हर एक अंग ऐसे लग रहा है मानो अलग अलग जी रहा है. कहने क्या मतलब है, कई बार आप देखिए आप बैठे हो यहाँ पे और महाप्रसाद का प्लेट जाए, आपको लगेगा मानो मेरे जीवा में जान आ गया हो. अभी मरी नहीं है जीवा, लेकिन महाप्रसाद का प्लेट देखिएगा तो लगेगा आंखों और जीवा में क्या आ गया, जान आ गया. कई बार हम लोग ऐसे बैठे हैं, कई भक्तों स्पेशली ब्रह्मचारी ने जाने कितने सालों से टीवी छोड़ दिया है, कीर्तन छोड़, यू नो द सॉन्ग्स, ओल्ड सॉन्ग्स लेफ्ट. कई बार पुराना सॉन्ग धोखे से कहीं सुनते हैं, लगता है मानो कानों में जान आ गया है, फिर वो क्लोज करते हैं, अलग बात है. और समटाइम्स वी हियर अ ब्यूटीफुल कीर्तन एंड लुक्स मेरे कानों में क्या आ गया है, जैसे जान आ गया है. तो ऐसे लगता है जैसे अनलाइवन हो गया. कई बार ऐसा होता है कोई अच्छी चीज आ रही है, जैसे आया आपके पांव अपने आप चल जाते हो, उस एक्शन में अपने आप चल देते हो, आप सोचते भी नहीं हो, हाथ चले जाते, पांव चले जाते उसको छीनने के लिए, पेट भरा फिर भी छीनेंगे, क्योंकि ऐसे लगा मानो पाओ में और हाथों में क्या आ गया है, जान आ गया. सो नारद मुनि स्पीकिंग, एज सून एज आई स्टार्ट कंसेंट्रेटिंग अपॉन द लॉर्ड, इट लुक्ड एज इफ माय ईच ऑफ द सेंसेस बिकेम सेपरेटली एनलाइवेंड. हर एक सेंस ऐसे लगा मानो जीने लगे हो, हाथ भगवान को छूने को जा रहा है, आंखें उसको पीना चाह रही है, जीवा टच उसको स्पर्श करना चाहती है, कान सुनना चाह रहे हैं भगवान को. ऐसा होता है जब हम भगवान के संपर्क में आते, हम में से कोई नहीं आया इसलिए ऐसा हमारे साथ नहीं हुआ है, लेकिन ऐसा शुद्ध भक्तों के साथ होता है. उसके साथ ही अष्ट विकार होते हैं, उसको भी कोमा ही बोलते हैं, स्पिरिचुअल कोमा. आपको चूज करना है कौन से कोमा में जाना है. अगर मटेरियल वर्ल्ड में फंसे रहेंगे तो दूसरा कोमा में जाना पड़ेगा, और अगर भक्ति करेंगे और प्रेम को बढ़ाएंगे भगवान के प्रति तो स्पिरिचुअल कोमा में जाएंगे. दोनों में आपके बॉडी का हरी बोल होगा, लेकिन आप चूज की क्या करना चाहते हैं. तो नारद मुनि बोला मेरा हर एक सेंसेस हिल रहा है, पांव हिल रहे हैं, भगवान को चखना चाह रहे हैं मेरे हर एक सेंस, पीना चाह रहे, निगलना चाह रहे हैं. एंड एट दैट मोमेंट ही सॉ द लॉर्ड. द लॉर्ड फर्स्ट अपियर विद इन हिज माइंड एंड देन एंटर हिज थिंकिंग, फीलिंग एंड विलिंग. हर जगह भगवान उसको एंटर कर गए, वो एब्जॉर्ब हो गया. एंड देन वॉट नेक्स्ट? कई बार ऐसा होता है ना, भक्त कुछ अच्छा चीज लेके आता है, आपको दिखाता है, बोला चाहिए चाहिए, और लेके भाग जाता है. तो ऐसे लगा मानो जिया, आपने मेरे टंग को जीने के लिए मौका दिया और फिर जी के मार दिया, जी के मार दिया. एक छोटा सा और स्टोरी बोलता हूं. एक बार राधा रानी बैठी थी और कृष्ण चले गए थे. तो राधा रानी बोली, फ्रॉम द टाइम कृष्ण हैज लेफ्ट अस, इट लुक्स, मेरी सिचुएशन ऐसी हो गई है, इट हैज बिकम लाइक दैट, दैट एज इफ किसी ने एक जानवर को, एक डॉग को कमरे में बंद करके आग लगा दिया घर में. क्यों? अरे डॉग घर में आग लगा दिया है तो डॉग तो भागना चाहेगा ना, लेकिन क्या किया उसने, ताला लगा दिया घर में. तुम डॉग मर भी नहीं सकता और मरने से बच भी नहीं सकता. सिमिलर राधा रानी सेड, कृष्णा हैज लेफ्ट मी, आई कैन नॉट डाई बट आई कैन नॉट लिव ऑल्सो, आई कैन नॉट लिव बट आई कैन नॉट डाई. यू नो व्हाई आई कैन नॉट डाई? क्या ताला लगाया भगवान ने? भगवान ने ताला लगाया कि मैं वापस आऊंगा, मैं वापस आऊंगा. तो राधा रानी को लगा क्योंकि भगवान ने वादा किया वापस आएंगे, अगर वो वापस आएंगे और मुझे नहीं पाएंगे तो बहुत दर्द होगा, तो ताला लगाने से मैं जान नहीं दे सकती, लेकिन मैं जी भी नहीं सकती, तो मैं जी भी नहीं सकती, मर भी नहीं सकती, क्या करूं. दैट वॉज हर इमोशंस. सिमिलरली यूज टू हैपन दैट वेन समथिंग कम्स, सिमिलरली नारद मुनि वाज टेस्टिंग द लॉर्ड कंप्लीटली, इट वॉज एज इफ दिस मोमेंट शुड कंटिन्यू एंडलेसली. But at that very moment, the figure or the form or the Lord Himself disappeared. अभी एक सेंस में कोई चीज आए और चला जाए तो ऐसी हालत हो जाती है मानो पांचों सेंस उसको पीने की कोशिश कर रहे हैं, वो व्यक्ति आए और गायब हो जाए तो कैसे, how will a person will feel? And he was so agitated, so disturbed. He got up from his position, he was seeing here and there, where is the person who I just saw? मैं जी भी सकता हूं, जी भी नहीं सकता, मर भी नहीं सकता. I saw him. I cannot live now, but I cannot die also. He again sat down, again closed his eyes, again started meditating, but nothing. That's what. So that's what happens when one crosses three modes of nature. But we have to make a very long journey from the story which you told in the beginning of a mental asylum in a Ranchi or anywhere else where the person is in his own world, and we are also sometimes in our own world, a mental world. We have to get out of that mental world and we realize that there are three modes of nature which are catching us. Passion, goodness, ignorance. And even to do our devotional service successful, we have to at least come to the platform of goodness. And even when we come to goodness, that's not sufficient. We discuss about that how mind controls us, and then just by concentration, mind gets purified. And just by controlling senses, senses get purified. We discuss two stories on both the cases. And how throat chanting, mind travels. And sometimes that boy traveling in a train, for him the senses was traveling. He just controlled, he was purified. But still the modes of nature will control, and we can never understand who the Lord is. We can never taste what Narad Muni tasted. We can never understand what's happening in the spiritual world, because none of us are at least this moment, this stage. So to come to that stage, that was Shastri speaking, get out of three modes of nature. That is Dhyanena Ishwar Gunan. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Time up. Do always have questions, they can ask me personally. Hare Bol.